This is VOA News. I'm Tommy McNeil. Funding for a wall along the U.S.-Mexico border was one of the big pushes for President Trump during the State of the Union address Tuesday night.
In the past, most of the people in this room voted for a wall, but the proper wall never got built. I will get it built.
And Stacey Abrams, who lost a closely watched governor's race in the state of Georgia, was chosen to deliver the Democrats' response. She criticized the administration's immigration policies.
We know bipartisanship could craft a 21st century immigration plan, but this administration chooses to cage children and tear families apart. Compassionate treatment at the border is not the same as open borders. President Reagan understood this. President Obama understood this. Americans understand this.
President Trump also announced that he is scheduled to meet with North Korean leader Kim Jong-un on February 27th and 28th in Vietnam. He also discussed the trade war with China.
I have great respect for President Xi, and we are now working on a new trade deal with China. But it must include real structural change to end unfair trade practices, reduce our chronic trade deficit, and protect American jobs.
The president also reemphasized why he believes it's time to pull troops from Syria and Afghanistan. He also highlighted peace talks with the Taliban. Washington and European nations are echoing demands of Venezuelan protesters for socialist Nicolas Maduro to step down and give way for 35-year-old National Assembly head Juan Guaido to act as Venezuelan's interim president while new elections are organized. Some say Western moves against Maduro have been late in coming. This is VOA News. President Trump has said that military force is an option to rein in the Maduro regime. In response, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says he hopes no foreign forces will enter Venezuela, saying the days of foreign intervention in Latin America are long ago gone. Guterres says he has offered the good offices to both parties in Venezuela, saying he does not believe new elections would go well, but he said it is up to the Venezuelans to negotiate a solution. U.S. prosecutors have issued a subpoena to President Trump's inaugural committee in their effort to determine if the committee misspent some of the $107 million it raised for events linked to Mr. Trump taking office in January 2017. Questioned by reports before the State of the Union speech, White House Press Secretary Sarah Sanders said the speech was not taking a back seat to the subpoena's federal prosecutors.
If we're going to continue to have a booming economy, if the president's going to continue building on relationships that he's made across the globe with other leaders, increasing funding to NATO, better trade deals, I think those are the things that Americans care about. I don't think anything like that's going to overshadow.
The inaugural committee development was reported Monday by multiple news agencies, citing either a copy of the subpoena or discussions with people familiar with the probe. President Trump is poised to nominate a World Bank skeptic to head the organization. AP correspondent Warren Levinson.
The World Bank is a 189-country organization founded to help rebuild economies devastated by World War II. It's now a leading source of development aid in Asia, Africa, and Latin America. David Malpas, currently a Treasury undersecretary, complains the World Bank creates debt without helping poor countries. A Malpas appointment would be of a piece with the Trump practice of nominating agency heads with records of hostility toward the institutions they're chosen to lead. The EPA, Interior Department, and Consumer Financial Protection Board are examples. The current World Bank chief, Jim Yong Kim, is leaving 3 years early. I'm Warren Levinson.
The U.S. Senate voted overwhelmingly Tuesday to caution President Trump against swift U.S. troop withdrawals from Syria and Afghanistan. Mr. Trump revealed his decision to withdraw all U.S. forces from Syria in December, declaring that the U.S. had defeated the Islamic State and no longer needed to deploy the troops to Syria. A new U.S. assessment of foreign interference in the 2018 congressional elections has concluded that outside meddling had no effect on the integrity and security of the voting systems, but the government did not say whether foreign actors influenced the outcome of the election. Classified report by the U.S. Departments of Justice and Homeland Security found no evidence to date that any identified activities of a foreign government or foreign agent had a material impact. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.